Everybody's scattered away to the chairs here. Come on, everybody. All right, everybody sit down. Children, what makes music music? Music. Und was? When to the symphony you go, and they're playing fast but slow, do you hear the pizzicato sweet and low when you go? Or the flugelhorns up high, or the fiddles when they cry? No. Und was? Because you don't go. You see, children, a symphony is not only music, it has a story. It has a beginning, and a middle, and an end. Except, of course, the unfinished symphony, which has a beginning. We will now take up the instruments. There is the trombone pop, and the tuba pom pom pom, and the oboe, and the saxophone, sousaphone, zither, and xylophone, clarinet, bugelhorn, fiddle, and flugelhorn, tenor, kazoo, and the timpani, too. They are all very busy, except the cymbal. He stands in the corner and looks around in disgust. This brings us to Symphony number 45, which was written by the great Czechoslovakian composer Andrei Griminik, who groga cheminek del grobicek and helkinikin. This work was composed under a slight disadvantage. He had no talent. The conductor lifts his baton and we start. Just mood music. Now comes the first movement. Presto vivace, argumento molto, contabile molto, cioccolo molto. And we have the first theme, which is naturally played on the first fiddle. Bing, 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 bing. This represents a young girl which is living with her wicked guardian, who is a French horn. Paro, paro, paro. Now this young girl. Bing, 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 bing. Who is a beautiful girl. Bing, 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 bing. And her wicked guardian. Paro, paro, paro. Live all alone on a farm. And all she has for company are a hen. And a dog. And an anigot. Bing, 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 bing. At this point in the symphony, along comes a handsome young trumpet. And when he clasps his eyes on this young girl, his heart goes... This is Czechoslovakian for thumping. And he gets so excited that he has a solo passage. Which brings us to the second movement, where the fiddle is happy. And the trumpet is happy. And suddenly, out stalks the French horn. Paro, paro, paro. The little fiddle is so putrefied, her bridge falls out. And the trumpet says... But the French horn is very objectionable to this. Paro, paro, paro. And the trumpet blows his top. Shut up! Now I know who you are. You are not a French horn at all. That bo, paro, paro had me fooled for a while, but gave you away. You are a German glockenspiel in disguise beyond a doubt, wanted by the police for drowning 12 little fiddles out. The glockenspiel tries to escape to his flat, but the animals are too sharp for him. Ow! Ow! In the leg! Ow! In the neck! Ow! In the face! Ow! In the other place! The glockenspiel is tapped, his escape they are foiling, so he jumps into a kettle drum, which is boiling. Hooray, the bad old clock is still dead. Happy little trumpet are wet. Ram, ram, ram. Tarakatai.